I am at the malnutrition ward at Al Sabah Children's Hospital in Jubek State, where over 40 mothers are admitted with their babies. Some of the babies are in serious medical conditions and are lying on the floor helplessly. I can see some babies being given milk using syringe since their mothers are unable to give them enough breast milk. Some patients, due to less number of beds, are sleeping in verandas outside the ward under a tree within the hospital compound. Joyce Awetse, one of the mothers lying outside under the big tree with her baby, says she has spent over a week now in the hospital with her baby. Like all kids here, Joyce's year-old daughter looks pale and weak. This baby is malnourished. In addition to that, she has been suffering from diarrhea and is vomiting a lot. Joyce adds that she can't afford the expensive prescription drug from the pharmacy outside the hospital.
My baby is always crying, her body temperature increasing every time. She is defecating. I always have to use force just to breastfeeding her. The vomiting and diarrhea doesn't stop. The medicine the doctor recommended for her was expensive. Some goes high as 450 SSP, and it's not found in the hospital, only at the pharmacy outside the hospital. I had to borrow money so that I can buy them. Whatever the doctor recommended, I buy immediately because the baby condition was worsening.
Nyariakiak, a middle-aged looking woman sitting just outside the ward feeding a small boy with nutrition groundnuts, says the baby has not had food for a number of days now. Yak told me that she has accompanied James Abiel, the boy she's feeding, from Upper Nile State. James is not just a malnourished boy, but has also lost his parents in the recent fighting in Upper Nile.
I'm from Dinka and the boy is from Nuer. His name is Abiel James. We are coming from Upper Nile. We had to run from there to Juba because of the fighting. The boy's parents died there and he was almost killed too. And he was alive. I decided to take him with me. Only God will help him. Now he's under the care of the hospital. They are giving him injection and some of the tablet. Also, they are giving them milk. The treatment is all free, a part of the medicine that is what I go and buy from out.
Meanwhile, Betty Achan Ocheng, the doctor in charge of the ward, says that the number of malnutrition cases is increasing on daily basis. She adds that the number of beds inside the ward cannot accommodate all the patients.
Now the number have increased. In a day, we assess 40 children, and not all are admitted at the same time. We assess those who are due, we admit those who are not due, we send to other wards. And now in the ward, we have 42 children, which is a big number. And as you can see, the rooms are not enough. Mothers are sleeping down. Others also don't have where to sleep. And others are coming from far. They come two, three, and we cannot accommodate all. Again, we, the staffs, we are very few. We cannot manage all the 40 because we work in shifts. In the morning, we are two. In the afternoon, one. At night, one person. One person cannot monitor 40 children. And we are giving the milk all trans night, so it makes it very difficult.
In addition to inadequate beds to admit more patients, there is also shortage of nurses and doctors at the ward. Achan asked the government to look into complaints that are raised by the health workers.
If the government could look into the workers, we are very few. We cannot manage 40 mothers day and night. We become tired. We are human beings. We have the same problems in Juba here. Even we, the workers, we are traumatized. You will not pretend that you're continuing working. You'll get tired and fall down. So we wanted some help. We wanted the government to come in and help and see us what we are doing. The first lady, she wanted to come, wanted her to come at this time and see what is happening. Because when we talk over radios, people don't believe. But on seeing, you'll believe what is happening.
Meanwhile, Dr. James Jada Eluzai, Minister of Health in Jubek State, acknowledges the concerns raised by the health staffs. He, however, says that it is hard to retain medical staff at the hospital due to economic crisis that has hit the country. He also adds that he is aware of the issues raised by the patients on the lack of beds in the wards.
We will be working hard to recruit more staff in nutrition. And we have started to improve the situation of this nutritionist. in the health centers, because we are engaging some partner NGOs who are working very hard with us, and we've engaged them to make sure we give some motivating incentives to at least retain this staff and to attract more staff. Concerning the patients, we were able to engage some national businessmen who have promised to donate a number of beds, around 150 for the Sabah Hospital, and most of these beds are going to be stationed in these wards, and so we are going to solve this problem soon.
According to UNICEF, over 1.1 million children are estimated to be acutely malnourished in South Sudan this year. The worry in the minds of many parents now is that when will this suffering come to an end? With increase in hunger, cases of malnutrition will continue to rise, especially when the hospitals are not properly equipped to handle the situation. For Radio Bakita News, I am Emmanuel Obeid.
Bakita Radio.
Radio Bakita.
Sotel Kenisa.
The voice of the church.